Chapter 38. May 10th of year 19. Eve spent the night on a beam that was narrower than her upper body. Nevertheless, she slept better than she had in a long time. The beam was padded surprisingly well, and even though she mostly lay on her side, she managed to keep from falling off. Adam is just coming from the washroom, bare-chested. He seems to be in a good mood. "The basins are great for doing laundry," he says. "Give it a try." Adam is right. Her clothes smell pretty bad, even though she bathed yesterday. She grabs all her things and disappears into the washroom. The smallest basin in the corner is for relieving oneself. That's what they agreed on. How do the frogs handle this body function? She has not yet found a toilet adapted to the anatomy of the locals. Perhaps it is hidden behind one of the invisible doors. It seems the alien just has to look at one of the doors in order to open it. If she could only talk to him, that would make everything so much easier. After answering the call of nature, Eve walks to the larger basin. She undresses and first washes her clothing, then herself. Unfortunately, there is no clothes dryer. Therefore, she squeezes everything out as well as she can, hangs the outerwear over a short wall, and puts on the wet underwear. Luckily, it is warm enough not to be uncomfortable. Eve's stomach is growling. She hopes Marchenko has created some tasty food overnight. That is the AI's one skill she probably missed most. No, that would be unjust, she thinks. But some fresh coffee and a crisp roll would be perfect now. "Good morning, Eve." She's startled when Marchenko greets her in the shape of a bipedal robot, almost as tall as herself. He must have done a lot of remodeling during the night. He definitely looks better than the piece of scrap he was yesterday, even though this lowers her chance of getting freshly baked rolls. "Good morning. Did you sleep well, even on that beam?" "Very well. From now on, I will insist on such a contraption." "How about breakfast?" "Gladly," she says. Marchenko points at the door leading to the next room. There he used a kind of lectern as a table. There's a cup which actually smells of coffee, and a bowl filled with porridge. Next to it, she sees a spoon. "Adam already finished," Marchenko says. "Unfortunately, the porridge is nutritious, but that's all." "Thanks." Eve nods and lifts the cup of coffee. Even from a close distance, the beverage still smells real. She wonders how Marchenko always manages to do that. His nanofabricators really are a miracle. "How do you do all this?" "I borrowed Marchenko II's nanofabricators." "Borrowed? Isn't he dead?" Eve visualizes how she aimed the alien's weapon at the robot and pulled the trigger. She is to blame for his death, even though she had no choice. "Dead is a relative term. He is a machine, like I am, so you might rather say he is broken, defective." "And his consciousness?" "I don't know. I haven't had time to deal with that. If his memory units are not too fragmented, his consciousness could be repaired. The memory contents will persist even without an energy supply. The data just can't be changed anymore." "So this means he will eternally see this scene in which I fire the weapon at him?" "That image will remain, yes, but for him, time no longer passes. Without energy, the internal clock no longer works." "So if we managed to repair him, no time would have passed for him?" "Yes. Do you want us to repair him?" Eve notices that Marchenko is giving her a compassionate look. Within one night, he has even managed to give his face emotions. That is amazing. "No, absolutely not. He deserved death," she adds more aggressively than she intended to, and is shocked by the anger in her own voice. "Sorry," she adds. "You don't have to apologize. You had several days of utter despair behind you." "That is true." If she isn't careful now, she will start to cry. She takes a sip. The warm beverage runs down her throat. It tastes like a mixture of coffee and tea. She puts down the cup and reaches for the bowl and the spoon. The porridge has a sweetish smell. "Carbohydrates and protein," Marchenko says. "I made them from—" "That's okay, I don't really want to know," she interrupts him. She dips the spoon into the mass, which has a slimy, sticky consistency. "I'm sure there'll be rolls tomorrow," she thinks, gets over her aversion, and moves the spoon with its contents into her mouth. Without energy from food, she won't survive. Marchenko is better off in that aspect. "How do you recharge in here?" she asks. "No problem. The entire building is full of electrical cables. The alien showed me an outlet where I can get 900 volts. "Sounds tasty," Eve says, then laughs. Yes, it's a great feeling, almost like eating ice cream. She actually manages to finish the bowl because she's so hungry. Once you are done, I would like to invite you to a meeting in the control center, he says. Just a moment, I have to brush my teeth. While Eve stands in front of the basin, rinsing her mouth, she can barely believe her luck. A little while ago, she was almost dead, and now her everyday routine has returned. Not completely, she remembers. There's still a huge spaceship hurtling towards the planet. Yet she is no longer alone, and now she can face the future with more optimism.